Now, I want to talk about some of the algorithmic challenges that come when we need to face all these big amounts of data, and in particular about how to develop new algorithmic paradigms that would allow us to handle this. So sort of the basic classic way we think about algorithms, actually the way we teach algorithms, is we have inputs, we read it, we process it, we give a solution. I thought that this works fine as long as our inputs or our data is not too big, but once it gets to be too big, we need to think, okay, what do we do next? Instead of what I'm going to speak about today is one thing that seems very intuitive, which is, well, don't look at the entire data, look on a sample and try to analyze your data based on this sample. And sort of I want to call this a local algorithm because you're trying to infer some global statistics or properties of your data just by local samples of it. And this inherently is going to have some problems. It's going to be probabilistic because we're just going to look at a random sample. It's going to give us an approximate answer, but the benefit is going to be very fast. It won't even, the complexity will just scale with the level of approximation. It won't scale with the size of the data. So that's the main benefit. And basically, you know, sampling is good. Like we've been using sampling in statistics for a long time. For example, if you want to predict what's going to be the outcome of the election, we just look at a small sample and you can sometimes predict with good accuracy. And sort of the intuition here is, can we apply the same methodology for much more complex questions and much more complex data? And I'm going to illustrate it by three examples showing how sometimes intuition is useful, but sometimes intuition actually breaks down and we need to come up with new paradigms, new techniques to solve the things. So first example is in networks. Let's say we're given a large network and we're trying to understand some structural aspect of it. For example, is it a highly connected network or can we somehow break it down to communities if we sort the vertices of it or the nodes appropriately? And so this seems like a very global feature of the network, but you know, an intuition here is to say, well, let's not look at the entire network, let's look at a small sample of the network and try to infer some, let's say, community structures there and then see if we can extrapolate this information to the entire network. And it turns out that here actually the intuitive algorithm in fact works. So just looking on a local sample actually makes sense and you can actually infer global structure of your network from it. But the reason why it works, you know, and me doing research in theory, we're trying to understand what does this work always or because as a heuristic it should work, but does it fail sometimes and when does it fail? It turns here it works always if your network is dense enough. But sort of the reason for that is actually quite deep and relies on various theorems and mathematics. And sort of one aspect of it is that although qualitatively this works, we still don't have good quantitative bounds on how large of a sample you need. While if you think about, you know, predicting the election, we know pretty good bounds of, if you want for some margin of error, how large a sample do you need. So that's one example, structure in networks. Here's another example, sorry. Let's say you have structure in sequences, let's say DNA sequences, and you're trying to see, so I give you two sequences, and you're trying to understand are they close together in some particular metric or are they far apart or uncorrelated. So actually, it's actually pretty easy to see that here local samples are useless. If you just look at local samples of this data, they won't give you any information about are these things correlated or not, once you allow for a slightly weak notion of correlation. And we have very initial results so far that actually if you do these samples in a more clever way, actually sort of sampling it all scales simultaneously, for very basic problems of that nature, we can actually give very efficient algorithms that scale pretty well with the size of the data. But if you go to the more interesting questions that people actually try to solve in practice, we still don't have any better algorithm than just a simple dynamic programming that people have been using. And sort of one of the challenges here is to try and come up with new algorithmic paradigms that would allow us to handle or compare huge amounts of sequences much more efficiently than just doing the dynamic programming of comparing all the possible things. So that's the second example of local algorithms. Here's a third example coming from coding theory. So the usual way of the way you're using codes to encode data and protect it from corruption is we have some raw data, we imply some encoding algorithm to it, we get some encoded data, and sort of even if we have some noise or some data is lost, we can still decode the original message. That's a basic paradigm in coding theory. And sort of local codes allow you to do similar things, but only locally. So for example, you only want to decode some specific parts of your data, but you want to do it while only looking on some very local, on a few symbols, let's say, in your code world. So you want to do it very efficiently, very locally. And one application of that that, that people have been realizing in the last few years that actually this is very useful to do error correction on distributed storage. Because here, for example, if you have an information encoded over an entire network and one of your disks failed, you want to be able to recover it very efficiently. So you want to build code that can do these things very locally. So basically, these are just examples, and obviously I haven't gone into the details, but the summary of what I want to tell you is that sort of, you know, local algorithms is a basic paradigm. It says, in some situations, we can infer global properties of data just by local samples, and sometimes it's useful because it allows us to prove that simple intuitive algorithms indeed work, in fact work. Sometimes it allows us to understand that the intuition actually is wrong, and we need to design new algorithms to do these things more efficiently. And sometimes we actually need to design a system to do everything. For example, in the case of local codes and distributed storage. Okay. Thank you.